Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. And here we happy Easter. Oh, wonderful. You sound like people in Easter. Praise God. So we give thanks to God for this wonderful fourth Sunday of Easter, passing by so quickly, I tell you. My goodness. But the joy stays with us, and it's always renewed with the wonderful gift of the Eucharist and the word that is proclaimed. We welcome all of you who are joining us here visiting the cathedral. Welcome to your home away from home, and thank you for your presence. You are always indeed received with great love by the cathedral family. And for all of you joining us via television, radio, internet, social media, we welcome you as well, and thank you for letting us come into your homes or to be with you at the hospital, nursing homes, or wherever you may be this day. Please know we always carry you in our heart, praying that the resurrected Christ continue to fill your lives with a renewed spirit of joy and love and peace that you are able to share with your family, in your communities, and always in the beautiful gift of every day that we enter. My dear family, trusting in God's love for us, let us seek pardon for our sins as we begin this celebration. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary, Christ have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Glory to God in the Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, lead us to a share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely, by what means he was saved, then all of you and all of the people of Israel should know that it was the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you, healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord. a reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what the Father has bestowed upon us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. The Word of the Lord.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
On this fourth Sunday of Easter, we are also able to celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. giving thanks to God for the good shepherd that Jesus is and the example of how he cares for the flock as we read in the gospel. Not as someone who was hired, but someone who knows that he will never run away when the wolf comes to try to devour. Unlike the one who's hired, who's simply doing it for pay, he will run away and not risk his own life. It's not worth it to him. But to the good shepherd, it's worth everything, his own life. And how beautiful it is that we are the recipient of such a love in our good shepherd. But also with that, we are able to call ourselves, as the letter of St. John says, the children of God. For he says, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are, he says. And it's something for us never to forget. It's not about us becoming the children of God when we enter the eternal. It's about realizing we already are the children of God this very day. And how we journey in this world that does not know us, as St. John continues. He says the reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. But to know yourself, my dear family, is to realize who the good shepherd is, so that you can come to realize who you are, who I am, as a child of the Lord. And how in him, the good shepherd, he will never let anything take us away. Not even after our journey in this world has concluded. Our life is not lost. If anything, it gains everything that we, who are still here, are longing for. The eternal, where there are no more dark days, there are no more uncertainties, there are no more anything that tries to make us stumble and fall or hurt. There we are able to celebrate the glory and the inheritance of what we're still holding on to because of our baptism. Remember, when we're baptized, we gain an inheritance, but it's not ours yet. You know that until we reach the glory, for that is the inheritance. Knowing all this about the Good Shepherd, we also, of course, pray for our Pope and our Bishop, all our bishops in the world, all the priests, because yes, you know, we're called to be in that persona Christi, the Good Shepherd, which is why you need to pray for us, all of us. But while we are entrusted with the universal church, you also have to remember, you are also called to be the Good Shepherd of the domestic church, your homes. You are the one with the staff. You are the one there to do what? To act like a hired person, that if something all of a sudden goes wrong, it's too challenging, you throw the staff down? No. For you know what is yours, what God has given you, and who God has chosen you to be as the good shepherd of that domestic church. That wonderful gift of presence that you, my dear family, are entrusted with. And please realize, there is not a more courageous person God could have chosen for that household than the one who's there. It's you. And the reason for us to celebrate this wonderful occasion is the fact that you know the example of the Good Shepherd. Which is why, parents, you know, you have that wonderful obligation and responsibility to make sure that the wolf of the world is not trying to steal your children. And realize that, you know, as you see the bishop, he usually has a staff, a crozier, and has a hook. And that's so that when the children are trying to get away, get back in here. How I wish we could make those available for you parents. You know? Or when all of a sudden they're being tempted by the wolf of the world, you know, it's okay to grab them by the ankle. Back in here. Do they get a little hurt? Yes. Do they not understand? Yes. But do you know it's best for them? Yes. Why? Because you're the good shepherd. You think like God thinks. It's no different than, you know, when we can go back a little bit. I don't know whether they still do. I think they still do, maybe. You know, the big playgrounds we used to have everywhere, you know, and you just sit off to the side. You want them to enjoy and enjoy and enjoy, but you're watching. And at the moment something dark starts approaching, oh, there you are. The radar goes off and there you are. And they know you're there. They know you're there. And if they fall or stumble, they can cry out, and there can be a dozen children, but you recognize their voice. You recognize the voice of the one that belongs to you. And then when the others are crying and they're not yours, oh, you just continue on with what you're doing. Oh, not my child, someone else's. But to be a good neighbor, you want to make sure they're okay. But when it's yours, oh, when it's your child, oh, that's that crook, that Crozier, if I can call it, comes out and you're there. Mom or dad, there you are. And you know what? That never goes away. No matter how old your children get. You always stay alert. You always stay in tune. And you always know. And that's so beautiful. Because that is a wonderful, precious love that can never be taken from you. And that is something that they know is there because you remind them every day it's there. You might not be physically present there, but they know you're there. Just like our Lord. We know He's there. And we can turn to Him and trust Him and rejoice because He is. And that's what we celebrate in this wonderful Easter day. You know, one of the servants was telling me what a great day he had yesterday. What a wonderful, wonderful day. It was so great. Praise God. And where was Mom and Dad? They were there. They were enjoying. Probably from a distance. You know? And that's the thing. No matter what the distance is, we know we're there. And that's exactly what we know about the Good Shepherd. He's there. Always. And just as much as we can recognize the voice of the one that belongs to us when they're in distress, the Lord knows our voice. And He responds with His own staff to make sure you're okay. Okay to continue the journey, or He makes it okay for us to come home and be with Him. Either way, He will never let us be lost. Either way, He will never allow for us to lose what we have, and that is each other. Those that are with Him, experiencing the glory that you and I still wait for, how we can turn and say, as much as I am a child of the Lord today, and they are a child with the Lord in the kingdom, we are still together and always will be. That's the good news. That's the comforting news. But my dear family, before that time comes for us, let us see the beautiful miracles that we talk about in the Acts of the Apostles happening today. And let us give thanks to the Lord for His goodness. And let us take refuge in Him so that we never lose sight of what we have, who we have, and whose we are. And rejoice and rejoice and rejoice. How I pray for you, my dear family, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, as I ask you pray for me and all my brother priests and all our bishops, so that together we never lose sight of what we have and who we have. And I pray how you are there with your staff in that wonderful church He has entrusted to you, your home, ready to use it to get rid of the wolves and to keep your children in check. I think you're going to enjoy the keeping children in check more. Don't worry. Children, you may not understand completely and entirely, but one day you will thank them wholeheartedly because all they did was tell you how much they love you and how much you are worth loving. And guess what? That will never, ever change. Praise be to God. for the love he shows us, and praise be to God for the love we are able to share every day. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great faith, let us ask the Lord to hear the needs we now present.
For the church, that we may always look to Christ as the cornerstone of our faith, our world, and our lives, as we live out the gospel he preached, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For bishops and pastors and all who shepherd the church through the challenges and difficulties of the 21st century, that they may exercise good judgment and wisdom as they care for their flock, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
On this World Day of Prayer for Vocations, we pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, especially in places where priests are most needed. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may all be attentive to the voice of the Good Shepherd, calling us to be shepherds of the flock through ordained and lay ministry, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joe Cueva, Guadalupe Campos, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Rene Gonzalez, and Oralia Juarez, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, we ask all this in the name of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all to love you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. And therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
with faith and hope in our Good Shepherd, who has taught us how to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer.
Sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you joining us from home, the hospitals, nursing homes, or wherever you may be this day, please join with me in offering the prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Thank you.
Look upon your flock, kind shepherd, and be pleased to settle in eternal pastures the sheep you have redeemed by the precious blood of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Just a reminder that beginning next Friday is the rummage sale, right? Donald, is that right? Okay, very good. Next Friday. Thank you for everything you've donated, by the way. I appreciate it greatly. It has been a wonderful response. And so now pray everyone comes and buys what you gave, and it becomes theirs. So, but all in all, my dear family, praying you have a wonderful Good Shepherd Sunday. And, of course, that last meditation hymn was so beautiful. So I invite you to take your order of worship and really just read the lyrics of the Consider the Lilies, you know, Consider the Lilies of the Field. Except don't consider that lily right there. Okay, that one got away from me right there at the tomb. But you're not like that lily at all. You're a much brighter and radiant lily, praying for all of you. And then one last thing I just want to share with you real quick, my dear family. You know, I was just at Sacred Heart this morning, and I have to leave you immediately after this Mass because I have to go to Holy Cross for confirmations. We're going to start there. They're going to start without me, but I'll have to go join them here soon. But you know, at Sacred Heart, we do the birthday celebrations there. It's a tradition. But they sang the Mañanitas, and it just hit me for some reason. Estas son las Mañanitas. I forget it already. So, but all in all, it just reminded me of the blessing that woke up and the blessing that these people were that are in front of me. And I hope and pray you always see yourself in that way. The blessing that rises with every new given day and the blessing the Lord sends into everyone's presence wherever you may go. Please always see yourself that way. As the blessing that arises from his or her evening rest and goes into the world to be the blessing that God makes you for those that will meet you along the way. So may God bless you with that courage, that wonderful reality of yourself, and let us go forth and thank the Lord that he goes with us as the good shepherd with staff in hand, always, always, always watching out for us and always praying that we see him and realize the beauty of his love that he truly pours out for us to have. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday, all of you. Please turn to one another and wish each other a very blessed Good Shepherd Sunday. Thank you. I'm Father Pete Alisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home, and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at ChristusSpahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.